read the last six verses of Daniel 11 at this time and give an overview of those verses. This is the foundation of the material that Future for America presents. So these verses, the last six verses of Daniel 11, we've set forth in a book called The Final Rise and Fall of the King of the North. We have a magazine that we call The Time of the End that covers these verses. And then in the many studies that we have out there, we invariably refer to parts of these verses. So those of you that have been following this ministry for quite some time, this may be a little bit redundant, but yeah, repetition is good for study. So we have to hold to that premise and just go through these verses one more time. And as we do, after we read them, we'll go through them, and we won't necessarily give a defense on every aspect of it because these other materials are available, but we will develop some points that I think are important at this time. But let's read verse 40 to 45 of Daniel 11. If you have your Bible open with me, please follow along. And at the time of the end shall the king of the south push at him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind, with chariots and with horsemen and with many ships, and he shall enter into the countries and shall overflow and pass over. He shall also enter into the glorious land, and many countries shall be overthrown, but these shall escape out of his hand, even Edom and Moab and the chief of the children of Ammon. He shall stretch forth his hand also upon the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. But he shall have power over the treasures of gold and silver and over all the precious things of Egypt, and the Libyans and the Ethiopians shall be at his steps. But tidings out of the east and out of the north shall trouble him. Therefore he shall go forth with great fury to destroy and utterly make away many. And he shall plant the tabernacles of his palace between the seas in the glorious holy mountain. Yet he shall come to his end, and none shall help. And just for context, let's read right on into verse 1 of Daniel 12. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to the same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. The reason that I went ahead and read verse 1 of chapter 12 is that it's clear in the spirit of prophecy that when Michael stands up, human probation closes. So these verses come right into the time period when human probation closes, and we're looking at verse